Hello everyone, welcome to Toonami Therapy. Today on December 23rd of 2021, I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we're here on Christmas Eve to talk about some of the anime we've been watching. None of which we're discussing were on Toonami, because it was basically reruns.
Yep.
I think they showed the Animatrix, but I can't remember exactly what... But I didn't watch that.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's move on to it as we watch three episodes of Fate Zero. And they all really blur together. So I'm not even going to try to go through them episode by episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we last left our characters, they thought Ryder had taken, Iris Veal. So, Saber goes after him, and they have a brief fight, which she wins, but then she realizes, well, she kind of wins, but then she realizes, oh wait, Ryder doesn't have that. And we find out that apparently Berserker has the ability to mimic people. I don't think that was ever established before now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the case there. The guy who... like Berserker's master, the sort of weird, the guy, the kind of crazy going guy who, you know, has the insects or whatever. Right. So he was doing that to help out Kirei, and Kirei's like, well, okay, now you can, because of this, I have captured, Tokiyomi, and you can tell him off or whatever. But so then the guy goes there and fights Tokiyomi, but he's dead. And then Tokiyomi's wife comes in, and rather than, you know, explain the situation calmly and say, no, no, look, he was dead when I got here. I was just tricked into all of this. He decides, I guess I'll kill her. So we got that. Basically... Let's see, what's the other stuff? So they get Iris Veals. She apparently dies. It's not 100% clear.
Mm-hmm.
Guess we'll find out. Then after that, we end up going into the, like, actual duels and stuff with Saber going against Berserker. I assume Saber lives because, she's in the next series.
Mm-hmm.
That's an unfortunate fact being spoiled there. Meanwhile, Ryder fights against Archer but loses, and Waver ends up just kind of being left alone to, I don't know, I think he shows up in some spinoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And that is... basically the episodes, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot to, that happened.
Yeah, a lot happened, and it felt like Saber really didn't do as much in these episodes. And I guess they finally kind of explain what the Holy Grail Wars are all about, but they don't exactly explain how the Holy Grail is won. Like, I mean, is it like a bracket style where, like, okay, Saber defeats Berserker, so now she gets to move on to play Archer in the next round?
My understanding is essentially it's a free for all. You got like the six guys, and then they, according to their own discretions and wants, end up fighting. And then whoever is left at the end is the winner. So it could go like theoretically any way. One guy could just go and fight all the others individually and beat them, or you could have multiple, like some face off against others and take them out, and then other things. It's presumably each Holy Grail war, it works out differently. But at the end of it, it's essentially a free for all.
Yeah, so kind of like a multiplayer Super Smash Brothers game. I mean, you were able to have eight characters in that one. I forget which Super Smash Brothers it was that you could have up to eight people. But, you know, from playing that, it makes a lot of sense in those battles to go run away from everyone and have everyone else beat each other up and then wait until you're down to one person. I once did that at a anime con. I'm not sure it was a very well received, but I did advance to the next round by doing that. I had Pikachu. So Saber's best bet might be to just avoid all these other battles and then kind of just cruise in there at the very end once the final person is weakened and finish them off, you know?
Yeah, although she's got Berserker Rut to deal with, so I don't know if she can necessarily do that. Then again, how much long? Because they keep emphasizing that the guy who's controlling Berserker has like very little time left to live, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, so does this? I mean, I guess you could just leave him alone and he'll just die.
Mm-hmm.
Although Berserker would still be around. We established that if the master dies, the servant still goes on. Although I think they get their mana from their master, and I assume that means if the master dies, the servant can no longer get that. But they still have whatever powers they had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. This was pretty good. I am not very familiar with the Fate Stay Night or Unlimited Blade Works, but based on these episodes, I'm going to assume Rin is... portrayed as having a rather tragic backstory,
mm-hmm.
considering both of her parents were killed.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you knew that going in, though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for not spoiling me on that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Actually,
so, yeah.
I forgot.
Oh.
That wasn't that I was nice enough not to spoil you. I just forgot.
close enough. So, downside is the problem when you watch this many episodes is that it's hard for me to say much because all this stuff happens. So
yeah, I know what you mean.
The fight, the archer and rider fight was decent. I'm sad to see Rider go because he was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's that for these episodes. We've got, only two episodes left.
Yep. And we'll be covering them, earlier next week, right?
Yes. We'll probably, it's not 100% sure, but we'll probably be recording like maybe on Tuesday, and then we'll do another episode, our year-end podcast thing, a few days later. So we'll have two podcasts that week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's that. Okay. So now we move on to the show we checked out. Bo, 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 episode one. It's sort of weird to try to explain the plot because this is not really about the plot, but the premise is that in the year 3001.5, Tsar Baldibal IV, who has basically taken over the world, has decided to force everyone to become bald. So his hair hunt troops are going to try to accomplish that. But our hero, Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo, is on a quest to stop them from doing so. He ends up meeting up, saving this girl named Beauty, and who he explains his weird backstory to. Then he goes and fights the head of the local hair hunt troops, guy and beats him. And then Beauty asks if she can travel with him because the series needs a straight man. She doesn't actually say that, but it would not feel out of place at all if she had.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go off. That's basically the episode. So,
now, I watched this with subtitles on while watching the dub, and I can tell you that, wow, there's a big difference between the subtitles and the dub.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they aren't even close. it's like they came up with their entirely new script, because they do not line up at all. I do think that the dub is funnier than what the subtitles had, so it's probably means that the English writers had a more humorous approach to this than the Japanese original.
The Japanese original was still a comedy. The thing is that a lot of the gags in Japanese don't really translate that well to English. So when they translate into English, they said, look, it's a comedy series. We'll just do whatever to try, whatever, and add our own jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right about that. I don't think it's that it's not funny. It's just not as funny as the dub is. Now, my favorite part of this episode was whenever the one guy tried to pull out one of Bobo's nose hairs, and it came out and it said third place on it. That was really good.
And then he offers him the doll, and he says, this doll does belong to Michael. He said, Michael? He said, yeah, Michael, Jackson's cousin. there's two lines that were especially worthy of note. This one wasn't the funniest, but it is the line that just tells you exactly what to expect from the show. And that's the one where Bobo is starting his flashback, and there's all this Japanese text, and the narrator says, episode one, youth. And you said, what? It says a lot more than that in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you exactly what it is. But my favorite gag was the part when Bobo in his fight just says, you act like you've never seen 5 foot long nose hairs.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think?
I thought it was funny. It may not have any real plot to it, but it's funny show, and it's better than, say, Assassination Classroom, which tries too hard to have a plot at the expense of the humor. This one, it's just like, okay, we don't care, we're just gonna go all out and try to be funny, which is kind of not really like most other comedy shows, because it seems that most other comedy shows are trying to get some sort of real plot, and this show is just like, we don't care. and that's a good thing,
Yeah, I mean, there is a plot, but it's a thin one. It's like the whole series is basically a parody on the shonen action, like, battle series thing. It's I actually, before we watch this, I did rewatch a look at a review, because I was kind of curious to see what some other people said about it. I've seen the show, but it has been a while, and it was interesting when someone was observing that it's a parody, but it really does follow the formula of shonen battles. Like, when you have Bobo fighting against I can't remember, and he only shows up in this episode, so it doesn't matter. But the enemy, it is portrayed as the usual sort of shonen back and forth thing, where one character pulls out a technique and the other character finds a way to negate it and brings out their own technique and all that stuff. It's just all done in a very silly way.
Yeah.
Like.
Now, yeah. It's kind of it reminds me of Konosuba in the way, you know, it's just kind of like trying to break down the barriers of serious shows and just try to be silly. But Konosuba had too many times whenever it tried to be a normal show. And I hope this show decides that it's never going to be serious, and it's always going to be as funny as it was here in the first episode.
Yeah, from everything I remember, it never tries to be serious. like there's a few parts where I guess you can say the situation is more serious, but it's still played, like, in a comedic sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm really glad you liked the first episode, because this is a show that can be I feel like watching this episode will generally tell you whether you'll like the show or not.
Mm-hmm.
From what I remember, like, later stuff is better, but this is still a good way to tell. So yeah, glad you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
What's nice is that since we're watching them, when it aired on Toonami, they cut some stuff out for time, like I mentioned. So I don't think the opening gag where the narrator starts giving a recap and then he gets told this is the first episode, that I do not think was on the original airing.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that's Bobobo. Hopefully, this episode did manage to live up to some of my memories. Let's hope the rest of the series does. I seem to remember some of the episodes early episodes were a bit repetitive, but we'll see. It's it's a good start, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, and now we at the same time we start a new show, we will end one. And you thought there was never a girl online, episode 12.
Yeah. This episode was really weird because it felt like all it was the main characters playing the Legendary Age game, and they win, and that's it. And we never get any conclusion on whether Akko becomes like a normal human being again, or if she's, because the way it ends, it seems like she's still holding on to this delusion that, you know, the video game life is the same as real life. And I don't know if it's because I don't know, is this a light novel or manga or something?
It's based on a light novel series.
Yeah, so they must not, I would hope that this means they never were able to do the whole thing, and that's why it comes out with such a unsatisfying conclusion.
Yes, there are a total of 21 volumes of the light novel, and I do not know how much this adapted of it. Based on the usual sort of rate of episodes per volume of a light novel, my guess would be that they probably covered the first one or two volumes in this season. That's a typical speed, but you don't know for sure. Like ReZero, I remember its first season went through its the light novel. It went through them pretty fast. It it was like 24 episodes and went through, I think, like 8 volumes. And then you compare that to like other some other series that, like, you know, had like, you know, one volume for the first like 10 episodes or something. So I have no idea where this one is. It's how far it went. But yeah, there. It's a case of the light novel, and they only adapted so much of it, and there's a bunch left.
Mm-hmm.
Let me actually double check to see if I can see how far that is. One downside, though, what was I saying? An unfortunately, if you wanted to look at the rest of the series to see what happened, you're going to have to learn Japanese, because the light novels were not, none of them got officially translated. Now, there's some fan translations, but they only go up through the seventh light novel and seem to be really irregular at the moment. So we're probably not going to like see the full thing translated into English. So you want to read it, you'll have to basically learn Japanese and look at the it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Yeah, but about the episode itself, I'm not sure. So I'm glancing at the series. Yeah, I don't think this can be. I'm looking at like the fandom wiki for the series, and it claims that that this is adapted chapter one, but that can't be right. I think someone just put that on all of them and didn't bother to match them up, so I have no idea where that is. But the episode itself, it was okay. I mean, they go and they fight and then they win and the fact that they were trying to do all of this to help her differentiate between the game and real life is still completely forgotten. So I'm not sure why they even brought that up at all in the beginning.
They never did a very good job. In fact, they did such a poor job that if I were her, I might start thinking that I too might start thinking that the video game is real life, because they did the worst job possible. They did things that made it seem like the video game world was real life. And you had your teacher playing it too? I mean, your teacher who pretended to be a girl, who pretended to be a guy, who pretended to be a girl. And I think this show had its moments, but ultimately it falls flat because it wasn't funny enough to be this plotless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like these type of, like, what I'm trying to say is that if it was just trying to be funny, that would be one thing, but it was actually trying to, you know, do this thing with Akko and getting used to real life, and they never really accomplished that. I mean, you could make the argument that that they failed. I don't know how to frame it in any way besides the fact that it just didn't quite work.
So when the series was being funny, it was always its best when it was trying to be a comedy. Cause like the best episodes were the ones that were just silly and comedic. And then when you have this one where, I mean, I guess there's some jokes in it, but for the most part, it is playing it more seriously. I think ultimately, I'm sorry to be so, to kind of like, this on the whole kind of feels, and I guess maybe this kind of will be a bit of a spoiler as to where two series might be in proportion to each other in my year-end list, but this kind of feels like a weaker version of Bakken Test.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that series, I mean, they have some, it also had the stuff like, oh, you know, some romance stuff and with comedy and stuff. And, well, I mean, it's maybe not fair to really compare them because they do have, there's a lot of differences, but I just feel like if it had been, if it had just embraced the silliness more like that series did, well, you know, outside of those times where they would have those super serious episodes out of nowhere. It would have been better. That's the biggest. That's basically the thing about this show. It had its strength in its when in its comedy, and yet it's just not trying to be a comedy. That's kind of my thoughts on that. I'm trying to think. So that's basically that. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, just that it started out with a lot of promise. I think it just never really lived up to it, so that's kind of disappointing. But, I don't know, I think I'll put it as just an average series overall.
Yeah, that about mirrors what I would, say also, I think. It's okay, it adds some moments, but, yeah, there's some weaknesses, there's too much, like, fan service stuff in it. For me, not like in multiple ways. First, you have the fan service episodes where you have the characters like just not wearing much, and you have the game where Master has like this ridiculous outfit, and then you have the times when they're still like fully clothed, but the camera is like make sure to get certain shots. So there's that. Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe that's the sort of thing you want to do because you're like, hey, we want to bring in, like, the male audience. But, I mean, if it ends up, maybe if it goes on, it will, like, in the light novels, to manage the better, just lean more into the comedy or something. But, you know, we can only judge it by the anime.
Right.
One of these days I will actually, maybe I will learn Japanese so I can actually look at all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn a couple words per day. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to start on Japanese until I at least finish with Spanish, which I feel like I'm making some progress in, but, you know, it just feels like you never do it. Like, I'm trying to go through, like, maybe 9 words a day, and yet there's just so... It's not until you decide, okay, I'm going to, like, learn this language, I'm going to achieve some real level of fluency, that you realize how many words there are in languages.
Yeah.
Well, hey, at least I'm not... At least I don't have to learn English.
That would be the toughest, wouldn't it?
It would, well, I don't think it would be as hard as Chinese, at least. But, I mean, it kind of depends on your where you're coming from. One thing I did see, I was curious. So I was looking at, like, I was trying to see what Spanish websites were, like, saying, you know, to Spanish speakers, what the easiest languages to learn are. And obviously for Spanish, it says stuff like, you know, Portuguese, Italian, for, you know, all the Romance languages are going to be inherently easy. But one also mentioned, like, English, and it would suggest... It mentioned one of the things is just there's so much English in the world that you just that there's so that you can get used to it as a result of that. You know, like 80% of the internet is English.
Wow.
Something like that. I can't remember. I saw a website that actually had statistics on it, but I can't remember exactly what it was. But it was a very high, maybe high percentage. So there's that, and so that makes it easier. But yeah, there's a lot of honestly, if you're just communicating with text, English probably becomes like three times easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have to think about, worry about the nonsensical pronunciations.
Or in sentences, like the, which words get the accent and change the meaning of the sentence, you know?
Is that a thing in English, or? I see. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Inflections of your voice, that's what
okay.
I mean.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about how there are words in Spanish where that change their meaning based on whether there's an accent mark on it or not. That's what I was thinking.
Wow. Okay.
There is technically that resume technically is supposed to have accents on it.
Mm-hmm.
To differentiate it from resume. Mm-hmm. That's the hard thing. But yeah, English has, I mean, all languages have idiosyncrasies. In some ways, English is easier because a lot of the grammar is simpler. There aren't, you know, as many conjugations you have to keep track of. I could probably go on for about this sort of stuff for a while.
That's okay.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, and of course the worst thing is reading is annoying. Listening is even worse for a language.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I can actually read Spanish fluently, then I will it's only then I'll try to actually learn how to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the problem with listening is, well, first, it's harder to make out what people are saying, which is, and then especially there's the fact when you have different accents, like some accents are, when speaking English, there are some accents that are hard to understand. Yeah, some of the African countries, some of the people there have like these really thick accents, even when speaking English. You're like, what is the person saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case for English. I'm sure that's also the case like in Spanish because it's spoken in so many places and there's different accents and, you know, vocabulary and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although I actually heard someone say that there are so many accents in China that if you're talking to someone on the phone, they will, if you know the language, they won't even like, they will have no idea you're foreign because there's so many accents. Yours will just sound like some accent in the country. Okay. All right. So that's that. Mm-hmm. For next week, we'll be finishing off Fate Zero with two episodes. We'll be watching the second episode of Bobobo. And then later that week, we'll have our big grand final end of the year ranking thing.
Yeah, it's always the best episode for us of the year is yep. that final one of the year, which we'll be recording around the time of the Peach Bowl, I assume. On Thursday. So, yeah. So, I look forward to that and see if this time, like the 1 year I actually changed Food Wars from like number three up to number one, like in the middle of the show. I don't know why I did that. I still can't figure that out. But I was just like, you know what? I'm giving this to Food Wars. And then, so we'll see. I wish we had a rank, like a spreadsheet where we had all our previous rankings. But, yeah.
I wrote some of them down. I still have mine. I just can't remember if I wrote down yours or not. Let's see, I have that. Oh, dang, I didn't write. I think I wrote it down, but I didn't save it. I'd have to go back and listen to everything to figure it out. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll each be making our lists and sharing them bit by bit. We'll see. There are some shows I'm pretty sure we'll have very similar opinions on, and some that I think we might have different ones.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And along the way, I'll try to keep track of what each of us did so I can try to, like, average the points out to see what our ending thing would be if we average them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, anything else?
No, that's it. So, wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I guess we'll still have another episode before the new year, but...
Two episodes.
Yep, two episodes. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
All right. And with that, we'll see you next week.
Bye.